This is BVK for Ocean City Tourism, OCMD streaming audio. On March 11th, 2024, the title of the spot is STSA Leisure Summer. This is a 30-second composite stereo streaming audio mix.
Get away with friends to the laid-back Maryland coast, where you can catch up while casting off and hang 10 while hanging out, where a day on board is never boring. Full throttle is half the fun, where you can sink a putt, raise a glass, and there's always room for one more round. Ocean City, Maryland, somewhere to smile about. Book your trip at OCOcean.com.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
Hey everyone, welcome back to Send It with Steph. I'm Steph Luckenstein, your host, and we're finally back. I keep missing my weeks of podcasts. It's just been kind of crazy in my life recently, and I feel like I've been traveling a ton, which makes it tough to podcast because I need a quiet space to record, and a lot of times I'm sharing my spaces with other people. So I just got to Chile and I kicked my teammates out of my room so that I could do this. But I am really excited to get back talking to everyone. I love podcasting and I've definitely missed kind of connecting with people and I don't know, just sharing some of my experiences. So today is going to be a bit of a mishmash podcast because I have some ideas that I want to share, but I also am just going to see what I think of as I talk because it's been a while. So anyways, let's get into this episode. Now a word from our sponsor, BetOnline. If you're like me and you love watching sports, then BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to wager on all of your favorite sports, contests, and events with our first-to-market odds and lines. Find reviews and news for every league, including Major League Baseball, NFL, NBA, NHL, combat sports, esports, and even golf. BetOnline continues to be the top online resource for all your sports information, from live, in-game betting, props, and futures. Head to BetOnline today or use your mobile device to join today and make your first sports bet. Use our promo code BELIEVE50, that's BLEAV50, to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline is where the game starts. So, first thing I want to talk about is an update on my season. My teammate Trisha Mangan and I have officially created our own private team. We are racing independently on the Europa Cup and World Cup circuit next season. And we kind of decided to go this route because it's very personalized and we felt like we could take on the responsibilities of building a team, which we may have been a little bit naive about. But luckily we have very, very helpful people in our lives and a great support system. So we've built this team and now we're down in Chile. So we are going to be teammates for the season and we are deep into the fundraising, the programming, all of that grind because it's crazy how much goes into planning an entire season. You wouldn't really think about it, but yeah, there's a lot going on and I'm also doing school right now because I'm trying to graduate by next summer and Trisha is doing an internship, so it's like actual mayhem, but we're getting it done. And yeah, if you are listening to this podcast and you want to support in any way, we have a GoFundMe and we also are looking for corporate sponsorships, so you can check it out on our social media platforms, or I can even link it in I don't know if you can link stuff in Spotify, but we'll see. Anyways, that's enough of that. I just wanted to update everyone, let you know that we've built a team and we're really excited because it's kind of a new opportunity for us to not only follow our ski racing dreams, but also to hopefully be a inspiration or like role models or mentors to other girl ski racers who are not taking conventional paths. So that's the update. Having said that, I think that one of the like most commonly said things to me over the last probably year and a half is that when I wasn't named to the Canadian team and I started making the decision to race independently and fund myself and pursue ski racing on my own, a lot of people were like very adamant, were like very encouraging to say, prove them wrong, like prove the haters wrong and prove the doubters wrong. And honestly, I get where that's coming from. I think that a lot of people try to use like the negativity in their lives as motivation to get better or to like change. But I guess one of the things that I've been thinking about recently is that that's never really been necessarily something that I have associated myself with. I was saying instead of proving people wrong, I like to think of it as proving myself right. And like, I know that kind of sounds like the same thing. And Trisha just told me it literally sounds like the exact same thing. But it, in my mind, is more about like believing in the work that I'm putting in and believing in what I have to offer instead of trying to prove the naysayers wrong. And I think that for me, that's something that works. And I know there's a lot of people who do find motivation in like the idea of proving people wrong. But for me, I've always been very self-motivated. Well, since I started training as an actual athlete and started taking my goals seriously. And like, for instance, I don't feel like I need a full-on training team in the summer. Like, I work out alone a lot and I am okay pushing myself physically and mentally on my own. Like, I don't need that kind of added competition all the time. So anyways, that's kind of like, for me, I don't like to think about the whatever, how I've been done wrong or how things might be unfair, because a lot of things in my life have gone really well. And along those lines, like, I really dislike the victim narrative. And it's something that I think we tend to use a lot in this day and age because we use it as a way to justify like why we haven't succeeded at something or why we haven't reached our goals yet, is we play the victim. And I'm guilty of it 100%. I've definitely played the victim, but I think that it's not productive to continually like take on the victim narrative, because for starters, you are not actually facing your problems. You're kind of just blaming them on the universe or on other people or your situation. And I know this is coming from me, who's like an incredibly blessed, privileged human being. I am fully aware of that. Like, you, I'm not naive to the fact that I live a very, very privileged life. But I think that there are a lot of people that we get so sucked into our privilege that we don't take the negatives in our life as lessons or for what they are and try to change our situation. We kind of just like use it as an excuse rather than a learning opportunity. And that's why I try, instead of thinking about proving people wrong, I try to think of it as like, oh, I'm proving to myself that what I'm doing and all the work I'm putting in is worth it and is leading to something. So that, I think that if you are someone who struggles with, you have something kind of bad happening in your life or things aren't going exactly the way you think they are going to, they should have gone. I know that that's very common. We cannot plan everything in our life. But I think something really important to think about is just remembering and acknowledging the blessings in your life. And I'm not a religious person. I'm not really a spiritual person. I think that there's obviously universal energy, but I definitely don't have like a strong belief system, but I do believe in blessings and I believe in the good things that come our way need to be appreciated because ultimately those are what like keeps you going. And I think that by acknowledging those good things and the positives in your life, it's a lot easier to move on from the negatives and learn from the negatives. So for me, like not being named to the national team, it didn't really bring me down. I was actually, well, for one, I was expecting it. But for two, like I knew that it wasn't going to be necessarily an easy path back onto the World Cup circuit, but I just thought about all the new opportunities I was going to be given. Like I am learning how to network. I am having the opportunity to graduate university. I have the opportunity to work with people that I normally wouldn't have been able to work with and surround myself with people that I've chosen rather than people that have just been placed in front of me. And I think that for me, that's like something that I can really appreciate. So I think if you are struggling with dwelling on negatives in your life and you kind of are putting yourself in that victim narrative, whether intentionally or unintentionally, I think that journaling is a really great outlet. It's a great way to like physically remind yourself of the good things in your life and also just like checking in with yourself every once in a while and reminding yourself that the challenges and negatives in our lives are learning experiences and things are not, they don't have to stay negative or bad forever. We have a choice and you can choose to change your situation. So that's my little spiel on that because I mean, I don't care if people say like, oh, go out and prove them wrong. Go prove the haters wrong. I definitely don't care if people say that to me, but ultimately it's not something that like resonates with me. I am more interested in like my own, I don't even know what to say, like my own view of myself or like respect I have for myself because I like firmly believe in what I'm doing. And for me, that's enough right now. I don't know. Maybe that's growth, but thought I'd share that. Something else that I have found is also motivating for me is like really focusing in on what I want and what my goals are as motivation rather than looking at what other people are doing and using that as motivation. Because I think in this age of social media and accessibility to media, it's really hard to watch other people doing things in your similar line of work or who are similar age to you or whatever it is. It's hard to watch them and not compare yourself to them for starters, but also think like, well, why am I not doing what they're doing? Like, is what they're doing going to lead to them being more successful than me? And this took a while for me to kind of come to terms with. And I think this is the first year where I was like very confident in my own training and my own programming because I was, first of all, in charge of it, which has never been the case in the past. But also, I just reached a point where I was like, you know what? Screw it. I have proven that I am a pretty good ski racer and I've proven that I'm not a dummy. I can pass my university classes with high grades. I know how to talk to sponsors and I know how to fundraise and I know how to promote myself. So I kind of got to this point where I was like so confident and just sure of the path I was on that, excuse me, I I'm a little bit sick, so that's why I sound like a smoker. But I focus more on my goals than like watching other athletes and what they're doing. And it's really, it is fun to like watch other people and see what they're doing and use it as inspiration sometimes for your own path and your own training. But ultimately, I'm not thinking like, oh God, this one ski racer is doing this heavy of back squats, I need to be squatting more. Like, that's not how my brain works anymore, which is, I think, very healthy. And it also, it really helps with self-motivation because you are not relying on outside sources to motivate you. Like, you are using your own internal goals and thoughts to promote a healthy, I don't know, training environment or life. Yeah. And then it also, like, focusing on yourself and what you can do to make yourself better is ultimately what is going to make the biggest changes, because it's not necessarily about how other people are training and how you can replicate that. Like, each of us is very unique and has different skills and different what's on top of skills? strengths. That's the word I was looking for. Each of us have different strengths. So really, like, tuning into what you can bring to your own goals is a really important thing to realize. Yeah. Anyways, that's kind of all I have for today. It's just some thoughts that I've had while training and as I'm climbing up hills on my bike. Sometimes I drift into these thoughts about what's motivating me that day. And I mean, yeah, I'm not going to lie, I tune into the cross country World Cup, all like biking all the time, because I just love watching those girls grind. And then when I'm on my training rides, I think back on like, wow, those girls can go that hard, then I can also go that hard. Or if I see someone doing a really cool workout, sometimes I'll try it, or I will integrate some of the stuff into my own training. So I definitely don't block myself out from the outside world, but I do think that focusing on what you want to accomplish and how you are going to accomplish that is more important than viewing what other people are doing and assessing yourself based on that. So that is all I have for today. I know I say this like every week, but I'm going to get more consistent. And thank you so much for listening and tuning in. If you like this episode and you want to hear more, please give me a good rating and make sure to continue downloading my episodes. And I'll see you next week.
This is BVK for Ocean City Tourism, OCMD Streaming Audio. On March 11th, 2024, the title of the spot is STSA Leisure Summer. This is a 30-second composite stereo streaming audio mix.
Get away with friends to the laid-back Maryland coast, where you can catch up while casting off and hang 10 while hanging out, where a day on board is never boring and full throttle is half the fun, where you can sink a putt, raise a glass, and there's always room for one more round. Ocean City, Maryland, somewhere to smile about. Book your trip at OCOcean.com.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.